you're invited into a time of prayer and meditation over a scripture passage. This meditation will have several steps to it, and I will lead you through them. However, to give you an idea of how it will unfold, we will begin with a minute of silence where you will have the opportunity to notice your breathing, calm yourself, and become centered. Then I will read the passage twice with 1 minute of silence in between. During the reading of the passage, just allow yourself to listen. Is there a word or a phrase or even an idea that just sticks with you? It will be like it shimmers. After the reading of the passage the second time, I will say, "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." This will be your opportunity to ask the Lord why you heard something or noticed something or had something stand out to you. What is it, Lord, that you want me to know from this thought? This portion will last for 2 minutes. The next portion will begin with, "According to your word, Lord, hear the desires of my heart." In this section, you will have the opportunity to tell the Lord whatever it is you need or whatever it is you desire, especially if it was something that rose up while you were listening to the passage being read. And then the last section will be, "Surround us, Lord, as we rest in your presence." This will be your opportunity just to enjoy time with the Lord. You might want to picture yourself sitting somewhere with the Lord where you can be calm, or walking on a beach. Whatever it is that appeals to you, it will be fine to go there and to invite the Lord and just to enjoy his presence. You won't need to ask anything, and he won't need to tell you anything. This is just a time for the two of you to be together. At the end of this portion, which will also last 2 minutes, I will say Amen. So now we will begin with 1 moment of silence. Please notice your breathing, and please become calm on the inside of yourself. This is the word of the Lord from Ephesians 6. Let the Lord make you strong. Depend on his mighty power. Put on all of God's armor. Then you can remain strong against the devil's evil plans. Our fight is not against human beings. It is against the rulers, the authorities, and the powers of this dark world. It is against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly world. So put on all of God's armor. Evil days will come, but you will be able to stand up to anything. And after you have done everything you can, you will still be standing. So remain strong in the faith. Put the belt of truth around your waist and the armor of godliness on your chest. Wear on your feet what will prepare you to tell the good news of peace. Also, pick up the shield of faith. With it, you can put out all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Holy Spirit, The sword is God's word. And at all times, pray by the power of the Spirit. Pray all kinds of prayers. Be watchful so that you can pray. Always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. Finally, let the Lord make you strong. Depend on His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor. Then you can remain strong against the devil's evil plans. Our fight is not against human beings. It is against the rulers, the authorities, and the powers of this dark world. It is against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly world. So put on all of God's armor. Evil days will come, but you will be able to stand up to anything. And after you have done everything you can, you will still be standing. So remain strong in the faith. Put the belt of truth around your waist. Put the armor of godliness on your chest. Wear on your feet what will prepare you to tell the good news of peace. Also, pick up the shield of faith. With it, you can put out all of the flaming arrows of the evil one. Put on the helmet of salvation and take the sword of the Holy Spirit. The sword is God's word. And at all times, pray by the power of the Spirit. Pray all kinds of prayers. Be watchful so that you can pray. And always keep on praying for all of the Lord's people. Speak, Lord. Your servant is listening. According to your word, Lord, hear the desire of my heart. Surround me, Lord, as I rest in your presence. Amen.